Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And thank you so much to you. Yeah, you. Everybody listening. Everybody tuned in. All over North America. You can listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, go ahead and ask that smart speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always find me online. I'm everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. And if you got a phone and you want to call and you want to say something to me, the number here is simple. We pay our bills and the phone works. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We talked a lot of basketball to start the first hour of the show. Thank you so much to Trevor Lane of the Lakers Nation for joining us, talking to us after the Lakers game one defeat. The Lakers will be back in action tonight against the Nuggets, trying to avoid an 0-2 hole. In a few minutes from now, the Magic are going to try to avoid an 0-2 hole against the Cleveland Cavaliers. My apologies if I'm not all that interested in that damn matchup. I think one of the reasons is, who cares? The Magic are young. They ain't busting out the seams, okay? 97-83 was the final. The Magic got to get punched in the face. They basically have to crawl before they walk. I think the Cavaliers are going to handle business in this series, even though it's a fourth-seeded Cavs versus a fifth-seeded Orlando Magic. And then also the New York Knicks, they're going to try to go up 2-0 against the 76ers. That game is going to tip off in about 30 or 40 minutes from now. The Knicks beat the Sixers on Saturday. We know Joel Embiid went down with a knee injury, was able to come back into the game. And then it appears that Tyrese Maxey, who earlier today was out or questionable, I should say, with an illness, it's Keith Pompey, who we had on air last week. Keith Pompey said that Tyrese Maxey is expected to play tonight. Let's see how effective he is. He had 33 points in Saturday's loss against the New York Knicks. So we got a lot to get into. We've talked some basketball. I want to get into some football next hour as well. Matt Ryan has retired. A lot going on. We even talked about Ryan Garcia beating Devin Haney in Brooklyn, New York this past Saturday night. So a busy sports weekend. This will continue to be a busy sports week, especially ahead of the NFL draft taking place this Thursday. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We got Andy calling from New Jersey. Hey, Andy, how are you, man? You're on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up?
Hey, nice to talk to you. I appreciate it. Hey, as a Boston College grad, I'm happy for Matt Ryan retiring. Always a class act. But I tell you, JR, that fight this weekend, a good friend of mine actually called it for DAZN, and they all thought he was crazy. I mean, leading up to the fight, the press conference, but boy, oh boy, he kicked his butt, that left hook, and then that right. It was unbelievable it wasn't stopped early, but Ryan Garcia, he's the real deal, man. If he wants to fight and he wants it, he's the real deal. I tell you, from what I saw, it was an incredible fight. Wasn't expecting it, but that kid can fight. He's tough.
We know he's tough. He's probably also crazy at the same time.
Crazy as a fox, man.
Now, how much of this do you think is an act?
I think a lot of it, personally. I mean, you can't be that crazy and pull yourself together and beat him up the way he did. Because, listen, you know, Devin's a good fighter. I mean, he is a great fighter.
Yeah, he beat an aging Lomachenko. He's had his share of handing out butt whoopings. We've seen that.
What was shocking to me was when he got hit with that left hook, he just never recovered because I didn't think he believed that Ryan had that power. And what scared me, honestly, was, one, he got that point taken away from him, Ryan did, you know, for hit. Two, I would swear it was going to be a draw. I figured it was going to be a draw, but shockingly, they did the right thing, and it was a really good fight. I'm looking for the rematch because it'll be very interesting to see how Devin prepares for that, because that's a lot of power coming out of this kid.
You think that they're going to have a rematch? I think that Ryan Garcia is going to continue to play crazy. I think he's going to take this whole new crazy persona, and he's going to use it to make money like he did on Saturday night, and he's going to go on to the next thing. Look, I don't know. I certainly believe it's an act, but you start thinking about a guy who's smoking and drinking before a fight, and he's over here dabbling in conspiracy theories. I would take the quick approach that it's a little bit of crazy, a whole lot of marketing, and a whole lot of money to be made here. So he's turning himself into a star. And why are people paying attention? Because he's nuts. And I guess if you can monetize being crazy, look, we've seen it before, you know?
I agree with you. And I'm telling you, before that fight, I wanted to see what he would do because he was just crazy. But when I watched that fight, he's got talent. So I think a lot of this is marketing. I really do. And I do think there'll be a rematch because I think the money's going to be pretty darn big. If they marketed this fight the way they did, imagine a rematch. I think that money's going to be there. Maybe it's not the next fight, JR, but I think that's going to be a rematch. I really do, and I'll watch it. I really will.
Marijuana and drugs for everybody, and then everybody will tune in. Well, Andy, thank you for calling from New Jersey, man. You take it easy, all right?
I appreciate it. Thank you. God bless. Bye.
No problem, Andy. Thank you for calling from NJ. Like, that's the key to success. I mean, let's start thinking about some injury-prone athletes. Joel Embiid, what's going to fix his knees? A beer. Kawhi Leonard, what's going to fix Kawhi? Let's give him some greenery, okay? Like, maybe that's the key to success. This man got beat up, okay, by Tank Davis. He beat him up, hit him with a liver shot, and it was over. And I guess somehow that affected his brain. And now all of a sudden he's out here he's whooping ass. That's what it is. Shout-outs to Ryan Garcia. I guess being crazy can work out for you. That's just the way the world works. At 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Dan is here from Wisconsin. Dan, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up, Dan?
Hey, thanks, JR. I was listening to you Saturday, and everybody out there in the Bronx and Long Island and all that was talking about booing Aaron Judge. Now, and do you really think it's necessary you got to boo a guy, a Yankee, that set a record like that? And my next question is, what do you think of Aaron Boone getting tossed today? Kind of bogus.
What do I think about? Well, first of all, thank you. First, thank you for listening to the show when I'm in New York. I really appreciate that. Anyone who's not familiar, I broadcast on WFAN in New York City on Saturday afternoon. So not just here in the week, you can also catch me on Saturday. So first of all, thank you for that, Dan. Second, you heard it. New Yorkers, they boo. That's what they do. Is it justified or not justified? You pay money, you do what you want for the most part, as long as you don't go overboard. I find it to be kind of ridiculous. I wouldn't boo, but listen, if you want to express your displeasure with Aaron Judge, then so be it. Now, when it comes to Aaron Boone, I'm going to let you go because I want to play some audio, but it was nuts. I think anybody with two eyes and two ears, especially two ears, would tell you that his ejection was unwarranted. I'm going to explain that right now, Dan, okay? Thank you for calling from Wisconsin.
You bet, JR. Thank you.
No problem. If you're not familiar, I mentioned this last hour. The New York Yankees were at home. Weather's beautiful today in New York. It was in the mid-60s. The sun was shining. The Yankees played a game against the Oakland Athletics, okay? Early in the game, and by the way, the Yankees lost the game 2-0. The Yankees offense is kind of crap right now. I don't even think we were a couple of pitches into the game. Aaron Boone gets ejected because the umpire thought Aaron Boone was talking crap to him. Aaron Boone had some words to him about whether or not there was a swing. The umpire basically told him, okay, that's enough. Aaron Boone said, all right, I'm just letting you know. And then a fan shouted something from the stands. A fan shouted from the stands, and the umpire thought it was Aaron Boone. And then Aaron Boone basically told him, hey, man, this was not me. And the umpire said out of his own mouth, like, I don't care who it was. It doesn't matter. And he had him ejected. Now, that has to be one of the dumbest things I have ever heard in my life. I want you to take a listen to this, courtesy of the Yes Network.
There you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything. Aaron's saying, hold on a second. I didn't say a word. Hunter Wendelstadt with some aggressive rabbit ears, one batter into this game. And Aaron Boone obviously frustrated because he's saying, you gave me the warning, I didn't say anything, you heard somebody else, you're kicking me out, I'm telling you it wasn't me, and you're saying I don't care.
Hickey, you can't make this up. Like, this is, I saw the perfect message. I shared this on my Twitter, my X. Somebody responded and said, this is exactly why we need robotic umpires. We need robo-umps because an umpire actually told the manager, I don't care if you didn't say it. Like, what is this? This is baseball. This isn't a parent at home. Like, parents ignore the hell out of you when you want something. It doesn't matter if you were right or wrong. A parent is going to do what they want to do. The umpire just was like, I don't care. Like, I hope that guy gets suspended.
I'm with you, too, because, I mean, post-game, and this is also why I think they should make umpires and referees, like, available to the actual media, put them on a podium to explain. Having one reporter kind of ask questions and you're not really allowed to fight back or ask a lot of follow-ups, it's like even the post-game, the umpire's like, yeah, I heard something, but Aaron Boone's in charge of the whole dugout, so he's the one responsible. It's like, he's not responsible for the fans. And the Yes Network, too, having the camera perfectly on Aaron Boone, and you see him just standing there, and all of a sudden you hear, boom, Aaron, you're out of here. It's not like a he said. You literally see Aaron Boone sitting there, like, chewing sunflower seeds. All of a sudden, next you know, boom, you're gone. It's embarrassing for the umps, and this is, I mean, this has to be the most ridiculous ejection, right?
It has to be. Aaron Boone, the minute that he was ejected, he had his sunglasses on, was literally looking at the field, looked up at his hands like he's checking out his manicure, looked up, and the next thing you know, he got ejected. It made no sense. The only thing similar that I could think of, if anything has existed similarly, I remember years ago, Tim Duncan was sitting on the bench, and he was laughing, and maybe it was a dead ball period, and Joey Crawford had Tim Duncan ejected from a game because he looked over, and then Tim Duncan was laughing. And it's just like, are you kidding me? Like, what are we doing? Maybe he didn't get ejected. He certainly got a technical foul. And this is nuts. And to your point, Hickey, Aaron Boone, even though he got the boot from the game in the first inning, Aaron Boone was available and did speak to the media after the game. And Aaron Boone, he agreed. He found this to be ridiculous.
I really didn't even go after Hunter. You know, I was more upset that, you know, on the appeal, and I said, Hunter, you can call it too. And he came back at me pretty hard, to which I didn't respond. I just said, okay, went down, and it's embarrassing. It really is it's embarrassing. I didn't. I heard somebody yell, but again, I was standing down, and I heard, you're gone, Aaron. And that's what I was like. I couldn't,
you know,
believe.
Hickey, I think there's something in the water, man. Is there something in the water in New York? Why is everybody in New York mean and angry?
Great question. I don't know. And the maybe fans, the umpire got it.
The fans are booing Aaron Judge. You know, the umpire is drinking the water in New York. He's throwing Aaron Boone out of the game. Did you see also, by the way, I guess Tom Thibodeau, he's angry too. Did you see the NBA anonymous poll that The Athletic released today?
I did.
133 players participated in this anonymous poll. And speaking of angry New Yorkers, Tom Thibodeau, the head coach of the New York Knicks, overwhelmingly, 46% of the participants that voted in this anonymous poll, 46%, let me boost it up, 47% said, I would not want to play for Tom Thibodeau, 47%. Doc Rivers had 9%, Monty Williams had 6%, Darvin Ham had 5%, you know, who cares? 46% of players said they would not want to coach for or play for Tibbs. I guess the stigma that he just runs all of the players into the ground, it exists. Maybe being a New Yorker, being in New York all of these years, even as an assistant, maybe Tom Thibodeau is miserable and angry like everybody else. I know the Knicks are getting ready to play against the Sixers in about 30 minutes from now. But Tibbs, he actually responded to this earlier today. Listen to what he said.
No regard. No reaction. I could care less about that.
Oh. Hickey, is he? He's not Belichick. Nobody's going to confuse him with Belichick. But would Belichick have given that same answer or less or more?
I mean, it's pretty hard to give less. Maybe the only thing Belichick could have done to give a lesser answer is next question. Or I'm not aware. I don't read that. Other than that, that is basically Belichick in the NBA version, right?
Yeah. I love these player polls because that's not the only thing that the players said. Ironically, 47% of the players that voted, they would not want to play for Tom Thibodeau. Meanwhile, they said that their favorite arena to play in, 34% of the players said Madison Square Garden is their favorite arena. That's 34% for Madison Square Garden. The TD Garden in Boston has 17%. Crypto.com Arena, the old Staples Center, is at 13%. The Chase Center's at 3%. Footprint Center's at 3%. And so NBA players, they really don't care where they play. They just like to show up at Madison Square Garden and put on a show. It's funny. Also, by the way, we'll talk about this as well. The players still believe Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. Okay? 45% say Michael Jordan. And then after Michael Jordan, guess who comes after that? Some guy named LeBron James. LeBron James right behind Michael Jordan, 42%. Michael Jordan, 45%. LeBron James, 42%. I really don't know how many of these players really even remember watching Michael Jordan, but I guess it's a good thing. The longevity of LeBron James taking things to another level. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Magic Cavs just underway. Knicks Sixers about to be underway. Give you an update on Mr. Tyrese Maxey. Looks like he's going to go out there and try to play after being ill earlier today. And also Nick Nurse, he spoke to the media and said, we got to control the glass. We got to actually go out there and grab some rebounds. So we'll talk about that on the other side. And then also, you know, we talked about the Lakers so far here in the show. Lakers, a legacy team, a legacy franchise. The Dallas Cowboys are another one. Dak Prescott, he just spoke at an event, talked about his contract status and his future. We'll hear from Dak on the other side. We'll talk about Zach Wilson being traded. We got basketball and football and baseball. We got it all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. I also love Pearland, Texas. Shout outs to everybody in Texas. You could be in the Houston area. You could be in Dallas and San Antonio and Austin and Galveston. You could be all over the place. West, East, North, South, you could be wherever. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, things are so busy. We've talked about a lot already. We've gotten into Aaron Boone's ejection for doing absolutely nothing. We have talked about the New York Knicks. It looks like Tyrese Maxey is going to play. Hickey, is Joel Embiid going to like fall on the floor and scare everybody today? Guaranteed, right?
Oh, easiest lock of the day, without a doubt.
Joel Embiid going to fall down and scare everybody. Hey, let's listen to Nick Nurse. He spoke earlier today, and he basically talked about how the Sixers can be more competitive with the Knicks by actually rebounding the basketball. And I guess a big part of rebounding the ball is hoping that gigantic guy, Joel Embiid, is out there. Listen to this.
I mean, I think we didn't. Obviously, didn't do a very good job of keeping him off the offensive glass, right? Like, that was a major, major problem. So, yeah, I mean, I still think it's blocking out. It's to try to get up and in the air a little bit. Maybe hold his arm down so he can't tap it, you know. Try to run down some more of the long ones, things like that.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds like a little bit of cheating, but who am I? I'll tell you this. By the time we get out of here, Hickey, you think the game, there'll probably be like 3 minutes left in the game by the time we leave, right? By the time we wrap up?
Probably, especially since you know that game's not starting at 7:30 Eastern, probably closer to 7:45, maybe. I hope not. Maybe closer to 8 than 7:30. So I would assume you're right. Probably still going on by the time we're done.
This is one of those flim-flam. We've been flim-flammed again, right?
Now, it is ESPN's the king. It is TNT. I don't know maybe if they're trying to be a little more truthful or closer to, you know, 7:30, what they claim. But national TV, usually, when they tell you what time the game is, at least bare minimum 10 minutes.
Hey, listen, I like baseball. They tell me this is when the first pitch is going to be. And almost every single time, that's when the first pitch is. NFL is the same way. NBA, you can throw that out the window. Just tack on 15 minutes to whatever they say. New York Knicks and 76ers will be in action in a little while. Speaking of action, I got to get this out the way. Because this is a story that is not going to go away until this man gets a deal, until this man gets a contract, until it's settled. But this is the Dallas Cowboys, and this is just how things have to go, right? The same time that I'm on air, on Friday night, down in Dallas, Texas, they having a gala, or they were having a gala, to kind of raise money and awareness for cancer. Okay, it's called the Night to Remember Gala. It's Dak Prescott and Troy Aikman helping to lead the way. And so what does this mean? That Dak Prescott, while he's trying to do some positive things in the community and help people out, Dak Prescott is going to be asked about his contract. Of course. He's entering the final year of this $160 million contract he signed in the COVID year, and now it's done. They got to figure out a way to extend him, keep him around, or just, I guess, let him walk at the end of the season. But Stephen Jones, who's the son of Jerry, Stephen Jones made it very clear multiple times, more recently on 105.7 out in Dallas, the Fan, he keeps saying that we're going to sign Dak and it's a priority. Listen to this.
Certainly Dak's a priority in terms of his contract, and certainly we'll be taking a look at Trey, and I know Trey will look at his situation as well in terms of what he, what his options are. And I'm sure a lot of that will depend on, how everything works out with Dak.
Okay, well, how are things going to work out with Dak? Well, what did Dak have to say about this on Friday? He was asked quite a number of things. Specifically, hey, you don't have a contract. Well, not past this year. Why don't you have a contract? And is it because you want to be the highest paid quarterback in the game? Listen to Dak's response.
I'm not trying to be the highest paid necessarily. I'll wait till negotiations begin, and obviously want to put this team in the best situation. So,
have your feelings changed at all about your desire to be wanting to be in Dallas past 2025?
No, I'm focused on here right now, where I am. That's always how I've been. Anytime you've asked me, it's always been about right now, getting better tomorrow. And I've been in this situation before, so it's okay. I'm fine in any situation at that point, betting on myself.
How stupid would Dak Prescott look and or sound if he stood there and said, oh, yeah, I'm trying to be the highest paid I get it. It's a nice quote. We can talk about it like right now. Hickey, is the man dumb enough to even say that? Why would he say yes to that? He should have said yes and told everybody he was joking after.
He's smart. For the games that Jerry specifically wants to play, right, with leaving breadcrumbs and leaving the door open to interpretation and, oh, maybe Jerry doesn't want Dak back, or, putting just planning stories out there and having discussion around the Cowboys, Dak's done a great job on the other end of basically putting out every single fire Jerry, intentionally or not, tries to start.
Yeah, Jerry Jones runs the Dallas Cowboys like it's Hunger Games. Like, he wants everybody to be on edge. You don't know who's going to get – well, I never saw Hunger Games. Hickey, did you see Hunger Games?
I've actually only seen the third one, ironically enough. So I have seen one.
That's the premise, right? It's like you've seen Squid Games on Netflix?
Yes, I have.
Right. So it's basically you pit a bunch of people in a room and make them go at each other, right?
Dak, no contract for you. Mike McCarthy, no contract for you. Fight it out. Only one going to get an extension. Who's it going to be?
Right.
Survival of the fittest.
Jerry Jones is he's here for rancor. He's here for friction. He's here for beef. He wants people to be on edge because I guess he thinks it's going to lead to, I don't know, performance. But we haven't seen that. And so Dak, that wasn't the only question that he was asked. Dak Prescott was asked, hey, if you don't get a contract done with the Dallas Cowboys, if they don't give you a deal, are you afraid to go somewhere else? Listen to what Dak had to say.
I'm not going to say I fear being here or not. I don't fear either situation, to be candid with you. I love this game and love to play and love to better myself as a player and my teammates around me. Right now it's with the Dallas Cowboys. It's where I want to be, and that's where I am, and that's the focus. And after the season, we'll see where we're at, and if the future holds that, then if not, we'll go from there.
I don't think Dak Prescott is going anywhere. And Dak Prescott also doesn't have a leg to stand on when it comes to asking for more money. Please tell me, fill me in. When has Dak been to the NFC Championship game? Please fill me in. The last couple of seasons, when hasn't the season ended in something besides a disappointment? Look, you can put up all the amazing numbers that you want, and that's ultimately what's going to get him paid. But when you think about this from a nuts and bolts, the Dallas Cowboys are like the New York Yankees. We're not doing this because we want to win regular season games. We are doing this because we want to win championships, okay? Joe Burrow, if you got to think about getting paid on an annual average basis, Joe Burrow is getting $55 million a season to play quarterback. And as injury prone as he appears and as hurt as he's been here and there, Joe Burrow is getting this money because he helped take the Cincinnati Bengals to a Super Bowl while he was still wet behind the ears. Justin Herbert is getting $52 million, not because of the success that he's had in the postseason, but because of the success he's had passing the ball around as an efficient passer and just a franchise quarterback. And none of these guys, by the way, play for the Cowboys. The Chargers don't have expectations of just going to the Super Bowl. Is that going to change over the next few years with Harbaugh running the squad? Yes, and absolutely. But for the Cowboys, we have seen this story over and over and over again. Lamar Jackson is an MVP. He's making $52 million. Jalen Hurts has taken his team to a Super Bowl. He's making $51 million. Kyler Murray is making $46 million. What a dumbass mistake that was. Deshaun Watson getting a guaranteed $46 million. And we know why he's getting that money, because the Browns are desperate for a pervert at quarterback. And Patrick Mahomes is making $45 million. So you tell me where Dak Prescott should slot in at. Is Dak going to get $50 million? Is that what it is? Is he going to make $49 million? He should make $50 million, right? He can't make more than Jalen Hurts. Should make more than Lamar. You can't approach Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow numbers. But also, let's keep this in mind. Patrick Mahomes got his $45 million. And for a while, the only guy who was right there in that category with him was Dak Prescott making his $40 million a year. I don't think Dak Prescott is going anywhere, because let's be real. What other option do the Dallas Cowboys have at QB? Jerry Jones, who's trying to win another championship, he's just going to let this guy walk out the door? Answer's no. This man is going nowhere. It's just a whole lot of contract negotiations and fluff and noise. They're just playing the contract game right now. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, speaking of Harbaugh, did you see that tattoo that he got from Michigan?
Tatted up. Hey, listen, I give him credit. He said he'd get it. Followed through.
Jim Harbaugh said he would get a tattoo if Michigan won the national championship. And Jim Harbaugh certainly did get a tattoo. He has a Michigan M on his right arm, and underneath it, it's 15-0. Hickey, I don't have no tattoos. I'm not no tattoo artist. I'm not a tattoo connoisseur. I'm not a critic. I don't know. It just looks, it's weird, man. No, him, this guy, he's too old to be sitting around just doing these bets. I officially know that Jim Harbaugh is a crazy man now.
Took it. That's what it took, huh?
It didn't take, I knew like, he was a little nuts.
The steak.
The what?
Oh, did you see that? Like, that was like when he first was the Michigan head coach. Like, he was kind of talking and a lot of crazy talk. And one of the things that he said he loved to do was have a big glass of milk with a steak.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
I remember that. That's something that a serial killer would do, right?
I mean, look, Jim Harbaugh. And also the video of him getting that tattoo is hilarious. Stoic face, no expression whatsoever. It's like pain doesn't even exist in the world that he lives in.
Well, he was in his happy place, I guess, right?
You know, if you're going to get a tattoo, I guess coming off an undefeated season and a national title, I guess that pain's got to feel pretty good, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if I do. You, now, here's the thing. Do his players care? Does J.J. McCarthy care? Does anybody who played for him under that net, do these players care? These guys are in their early 20s. Why the hell do they care whether or not their old coach, who's now gone, got a tattoo? I guess he did this for himself.
That, I mean, you could also say that he followed through on a promise that he made to do it. Now, you're right. Okay. I think the message is stronger if he's still at Michigan. even though, you know, a lot of the players are leaving, it's still like, hey, look, you know, with my guys, if I tell you something, I'll follow through on it. I think it's a little like if when you leave to go to the Chargers, if you don't get the tattoo, or Michigan fans and players going to think of you differently? I'm going to say no. But, I mean, that's, listen, Jim Harbaugh, he's committed to the bit, I guess, if you want to say. He's all in, no doubt about that.
Listen, all those fans in Michigan are worried about what other sanctions are coming their way now that he's high and dry. They don't give a damn about this man and his 15-0 tattoo. Maybe Jim Harbaugh is going through a midlife crisis. He needs to, you know what, Hickey? If he really wants to take the next level of crazy, he needs to talk about how he's going to get a tattoo if the Chargers ever win a Super Bowl. That's what he needs to do next.
Well, he has to, right? I mean, the bar is set. You can't win a national title at Michigan, get a tattoo, and then not get one if you win a Super Bowl with the Chargers.
Where would he put the Thunderbolt?
Ooh, well, so what is this? On his right shoulder, right? The top of the shoulder there is where the Michigan tattoos. You go left side, you balance it out. You got to balance it out, right? You can't go like the back. You're not going to go tramp stamp, obviously.
Whoa. Hey, listen.
Calf, maybe?
I don't know. Maybe he could join a biker gang when it's all said and done. Jim Harbaugh, quite an interesting individual. Congratulations on his Michigan 15-0 tattoo. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're going to take a break. And speaking of something that was done, at least crazily, the New York Jets taking Zach Wilson. That went down as a disaster, and now Zach Wilson is a member of the Denver Broncos. We'll fill you in on the trade on the other side of the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about a quarterback who just retired today, announced his retirement from the NFL. That happens to be no one other than Matty Ice. Matt Ryan. This man spent the majority of his career outside of Sands 1 year with the Atlanta Falcons. Now he's going to be retiring. We can look at him on television a little bit more often on a full-time basis. And it's just a matter of whether or not he ends up in Canton next. We'll talk about that at the top of the hour. Someone who is not going into the Hall of Fame, at least not on the trajectory to actually do so, is Zach Wilson. But I can tell you where he is going. Zach Wilson is going from the New York Jets to the Denver Broncos, because today he was traded out to Colorado in exchange for a 6th and a 7th round draft pick. The New York Jets are also going to pay a part of his salary. And what a way to go down, right? Zach Wilson was drafted number 2 overall in the 2021 draft, and he is the latest New York Jets quarterback to just basically hit the skids The New York Jets took Sam Darnold at number four overall, and that got them a whole hell of a lot of nothing. And the reason why the New York Jets even have Aaron Rodgers right now is because they did not believe that Zach Wilson was going to get the job done. We shared this with you earlier on in the broadcast. After being benched multiple times a couple of seasons ago, after being kind of, I don't want to say dismissive, but he was just completely tone deaf. He was out of touch with his performance and what was expected of him. I mean, he finished up his tenure with the New York Jets with a record of 12-21. He threw 23 touchdowns to go along with 25 interceptions. Like Zach Wilson, he stunk. Like, I can't even call this mediocre. This man threw the ball, and you just had to think about whether or not it was going to go to the opposition. And so he's gone. And I remember a couple of seasons ago, after a loss to the Patriots, he basically stood in front of the media and was asked whether or not he, you know, takes any responsibility, whether or not they owe it to the defense who played their behinds off. And this is when you knew he was tone deaf and he lost the locker room. Listen to this.
Super frustrating. You know, it was a frustrating day, of course. You know, I feel like I had some balls that got away from me. But, you know, we got to find a way as an offense. We got to do some digging, watch the film, and see what we can do better.
As an offense, though, I mean, when you guys are only able to score 3 points, the defense only lets up 3 points. I mean, do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
No,
we didn't let the defense down. We just go out and do what we do. And he lost the locker room, and now he doesn't have to worry about it because he's going to be in Denver, Colorado, basically competing with Jarrett Stidham or Ben DiNucci. And we also know the Denver Broncos, when you think about the NFL draft, they may decide to go ahead and kind of dip their toe in that regard and find a QB if they can get their hands on one. There's no guarantee that any of the individuals that I just mentioned, none whatsoever, that they're going to be sticking around as the starting quarterback. But the Broncos, they have themselves some options. And I mean, the general manager of the New York Jets, Joe Douglas, it was just last week he was asked about this man, Zach Wilson, and his potential. And listen to Joe Douglas explain away his mistake.
I know you guys talked to Woody about Zach, and I share my thoughts are in line with Woody that Zach is an asset. And at that same time, we're obviously open to trading Zach. There have been discussions. Nothing's really changed since we talked down in Florida. You know, we're open to trading him. There's just no news or report on that.
With his status, Joe, did you tell him that just, he doesn't have to come here for the spring program? Or what, kind of what's his status with that?
I think it's each player's choice whether they want to be here for phase one. These are all voluntary. There's quite a few players that haven't come for the first week. So, look, that's a decision for Zach to make if he wants to be here.
Yeah, well, he knew he wasn't going to be there. But why show up to work when they're going to move you to help on out of Dodge? And this man, maybe he does start next year. I have no idea. The Denver Broncos select at number 12 in the draft. There's no guarantees that, well, let's just say the best of the best are going to be there. Okay? Daniels is going to be gone. May is going to be gone. Who are you going to take? Knicks at 12? Do you want to go ahead and bet the house on that? So Sean Payton is probably going to find somebody new to yell at. And if he was yelling at Russell Wilson, I hope Zach Wilson got some thick skin. He going to get yelled at next. And for Joe Douglas, I don't want to say that he has started to write his obituary as general manager of the New York Jets. But when you take a quarterback at number two and he doesn't work out, and now you got to trade the guy, you have finally started to put some strikes against your name. And it's not looking good. And the fact that you got to rely on Aaron Rodgers to be the man to save you behind, good luck. Good luck to Joe Douglas. Good luck to Rob Saleh. And that's a whole hell of a lot. And this is what ultimately was going to be the future. Looking at Aaron Rodgers to save their jobs, Hickey, what conspiracy does he publicly divulge and get into this week? Is he going to talk about the aliens, Area 51? What does he do next?
I mean, is it crazy to ask? I feel like he's gone down so many different rabbit holes. Are there any left for him to discuss?
He's done UFOs already?
Maybe. And I feel like if he, maybe not. If he did, it was kind of early on in his weirdo career, if you will, where it's right. Just kind of like, oh, that's just Aaron being Aaron.
You know what we need? And God bless him, because he's actually been relaxed this year. We need a Kyrie Irving and Aaron Rodgers podcast.
Oh, are you sure about that?
Yeah, everybody else got a podcast. Let's get Kyrie Irving and Aaron Rodgers together and make them do a weekly show.
Would you listen to that?
No. Nope. We should have Draymond host it. Right? I think if Draymond hosted the podcast with Aaron and Kyrie, we'd be gold.
Maybe Joe Rogan comes in too at that point. Why not?
Yeah, why not, right? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about a good quarterback, now retired, maybe Hall of Fame. His name is Matt Ryan. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.